Hello again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo, and this afternoon, this evening, this morning, whenever you're listening to this radio broadcast, we're doing part two of Rome's Antichrist agents that are claiming to be United States federal government agents. And we have several letters here. I believe three today. But right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we ask that you anoint this service with your outward anointing, the anointing, of course, for the ministry. Let everything that's being said be driven by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit open up minds and eyes, spiritual minds and eyes, to receive, and the ears, to receive the things that are going to be said in this program and for the benefit of the people that are lost in the world and for the benefit of the naive Christian church. And when Lord, that when I say Christian church, I don't mean Catholic. They are the biggest enemy to Christianity that ever happened. I just was watching the History Channel where they keep calling Catholics on their crusades where they were ordered to murder people. They kept calling them Christians, and they are not Christians. And this is one of the reasons, Father, is, of course, I'm not telling you anything. I'm just saying this because of the hearers, that a lot of the Jews do not want to be saved because they think Catholics are Christians. And they're our biggest enemy. They're the biggest enemy. And now they have come up with a one-world church and one-world government and a United Council of Churches, to where now people don't believe, if they are united with Rome, that they are part of that Antichrist organization. And also government agents, just because they call themselves United States agents, they know full well that they don't pay any attention to the U.S. Constitution, and they know that they're actually a war in this country with these agents that are against the United States patriotic people. And people have been deceived, as your word says, Father, that everyone would be, all the whole world would be deceived in the last days. And we know that we're in the very last days because the plagues. And now we see movies that are being done that are mocking Christians, saying that we're using these plagues that are coming down on earth as a means to build our ministry. I've been preaching these, and my wife's, my late wife Susie, have been preaching these things for over 41 years myself, and she was preaching them 25 years before me. And we're not saying these things to build our ministry at all. We're doing it to warn the people of the world. They say it's global warming. Well, God set up global warming. Doesn't make any difference what you want to call it, but it's God said in His Word that it's the wrath, His wrath that's coming down upon the earth to destroy the people that are not receiving His Word. And so if people want to believe the people that make movies, they're a very sorry lot. And if they want to believe people that are with the media, which is another very sorry lot, and most of these films are made by satanic people that would come against the Bible and make mock of people that are preaching the end time. And they always make the people that are on the movie, in the movies, look like very unscrupulous people, and they're just driven to make money. We haven't asked for money in the media for around 41 years. All I'm saying is if people are saved and they believe in our message, then do it, because we're not preaching anything other than the Bible, and the things that we're preaching are occurring right before the eyes of the people in this world. You'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to be able to see these things, and it certainly is not global warming. Warming. What it is there are so many other things that God is doing. Is the diseases that God is causing people to have global warming? Warming, has that got to do with that? Has cancer got to do with global warming? Or has leukemia or heart trouble have to do? No, it's sins. All the other things, us Jews being saved and us preaching the gospel in the end times, just like the Bible said, was that caused because global warming? No, it was because God gave us supernatural experience. He did with me. And I saw these things. I saw the Lord himself appear before me. And I know that that wasn't caused by global warming. And I left my career. I left. I own a Beatles album. And I've never put that Beatles album out because of the fact that the Lord doesn't want me to, and he wanted me to show the world that I'm not in the ministry for money. So I'm not trying to get your money at all. I'm telling you the truth. And I have other masters and all sorts of other means of finances that I could be involved with if I wanted to make money. I wouldn't put up with the dirty, filthy, rotten lies that the people in this world, the Antichrist cult, government, and media have told about me for all the money in the world. I'm doing it because I believe in the Lord and I've seen him. If I hadn't had all these visions, it's a strong possibility that I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't been dealt with by the Spirit, if the Lord hadn't pulled the breath in and out of me in that office in Beverly Hills. If all the things that he's done to me wouldn't have happened, well, maybe I would be as lost out there as you. And that's why I'm not railing on you. That's why I'm having mercy on the people, even that those that have lied about me in the courtrooms, and even the government and the media that has lied, because those people have souls. The people in the government and those that are high in the hierarchy of the Vatican, I have mercy on them, and that's why I'm preaching the gospel to them. We don't want to hurt you. We want to help you. We want to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you open their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes and open up their spiritual understanding, the spiritual man that is within them, because all of us have the outer body and the inward body, and I pray that you enlighten them with your spirit through your vessel here this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're hearing this tape, that they will be saved and that the church will be strengthened and raised up on higher ground. In Jesus' name I pray, and we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the first letter from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Sir, Pastor Tony Alamo, thank you very much for your kindness. You have sent me gospel cassettes, which I have received. Thank you very much, and many, many people come to my house to listen to the cassettes and repent from their sins. So please, Pastor, would you please send me Bibles for these people who have repented? And also, they need literature to support them to read so they can know the Word of God easily. So please, Pastor, send Bibles and literature. Please send quickly because the people are waiting. Thank you, Pastor Malsina from Malawi, Africa.
Well, now, these people didn't get saved through global warming, did they?
No.
They got saved from listening to the gospel. And those of you that have Bibles, if you listen to these tapes and read the Bible, you'll get saved too. And it won't have anything to do with global warming. Amen?
Amen.
Or any other thing that's going on in the world. This is a spiritual matter that we're talking about. Not anything that is physically happening with the world. The world is going to go on fire one of these days. That's where the real global warming is going to come from, is when the Lord ignites the whole world. And you want to read the Bible and seek the Lord and listen to these tips before that happens, because after that happens, if the news media were still alive and the cult, the Roman Catholic cult, United Council of Churches, the One World Churches, United Nations, and all these Antichrist organizations were around, they'd still say it was global warming. But I'll tell you, God is the one that's causing that global warming. That's not a natural thing. God said this would happen, and it's happening. And he also says, if you hear the gospel, you'll have faith, because you'll see the things that he said would happen in the last days happening right before your very eyes. And if you ask Christ to come into your heart with the Father by the Spirit, you'll be saved. And so these people are being saved by hearing the gospel, not global warming. They know that global warming is coming real soon. The warming is going to be so hot, the fire is going to be so hot, it's going to melt the very elements. I mean, the neutrons, the protons, the air is going to just melt. You'll see waves of it just melting on fire. The air will be on fire. All right, where's the next letter?
From Onara, Solomon Islands.
Okay, what they have to say.
Dear sir, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, the word grace means power. Power. Do you see? Because with Jesus, grace and power came into the world. Grace and truth, rather. And he says power and truth. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. So it doesn't make any difference what's going on in the world. Just believe the gospel and be directed by the Lord. But they say, like in Egypt, that the Lord directed all his children to go to a certain part of Egypt and that they would be saved while God was pouring out his wrath on the Egyptians. And this in this particular movie that they're having about the end of the world, what do they call it? The seventh
category. Seven.
Category seven. That is so demonic, because they're saying that they had this one preacher that said he was going to go right into the eye of the storm because God will protect him. That's tempting the Lord. When God was pouring out his wrath on Egypt, and he said for you to go to Goshen, that's where you better well go, because if you disobey that order, then and you go where the Lord's pouring out the wrath, you're going to get it too. And that's what happened to the preacher in this Category 7 movie, is he says, I want to show people that God is going to repent, and he's going to make the things that I say come to pass. And then they have this unscrupulous woman that is either married to him or supposed to be his advisor that he wasn't taking advice from. And she was saying really stupid things like breeding a bunch of flies to make it look like it was the wrath from God. Folks, you don't have to breed anything to manufacture the wrath that God is going to be pouring out on this earth. God is going to pour it out, and you're going to know that it's not Mother Nature, because there's no such thing. And it's going to be worse by far than anything that God did to Egypt. And it's going to be as devastating to the world as the great flood in the time of Noah. And also the wrath of God that came down upon the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I wonder if back then they had that false doctrine of the flood came because of global warming, or when God poured out his wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah, if they said, well, this is nothing but global warming and we can't do anything to stop it. The thing you do to stop it, so that you don't get hit with what they're saying is global warming, but what is the wrath of God, is get yourself saved and get tuned into the Lord, because he talks. He that made the tongue, can he not speak? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
He that made the eyes, can he not see?
Amen.
Yeah, he can. And he that teaches everybody all the knowledge that of God and the kingdom of heaven, does he not know?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, he does. See, so he knows everything that you and I are doing. And he sees everything that you and I are doing, and he hears all these things that you and I are saying, and then the false news media, the Antichrist, the mouth of Satan is saying. And, you know, everyone's going to have to pay. And everyone, if they keep their conversation holy, well, then, you know, you're going to be blessed for it. And we were just watching a bunch of freaks that were born. People with two heads, you know, people are joined together by their heads or their stomachs or something. If you read the Bible, you'll see, if you keep the commandments of the Lord, blessed will be the fruit of your body. But if you don't, cursed will be the fruit of your body. And so people blame that on God. God has to keep his word. He said his word is settled in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you see freaks that are born, and you did a little investigation on the lifestyle of their parents, you find that these people are antichrist, or they've done something terribly wrong and are living a terribly wrong life. And God doesn't go back on his word. Some people will say, well, you said, you know, if you were born that way, that's why the Lord says to be born again. Yes, that's if you're, you think you were born a homosexual, what that is, just a demon possession. But if you become born again of the Spirit, then you're not a homosexual or a lesbian any longer, or a fornicator, or a person that commits adultery or anything like that. But if you're joined together, your body, or if there's one of them that was had a fetus growing inside of the baby, and so they operated on that baby and took the fetus out of it when it was born. But if you join together by the stomach, or your heads are joined together, look narrowly at your parents, because you know that didn't happen for naught. God doesn't do things like that. Don't blame God for what the devil was doing through your parents. Don't blame God for what the devil has done to you. All right? So where are we at now?
May God bless you and the entire body of Christ within your ministries. Recently, I have received about 2 boxes of literature from you, and they are already distributed.
No, I'm not saying to these people that you're satanic and this happened to you. Even if you're upset with the Lord because you're living an ungodly life and decided never to change, you can still be saved. Well, if I get saved, will my children be unhooked? No. That's going to be a reminder of what sin has done to you, and it should cut your heart really hard because of that. But it's not going to do any good for you to go to hell. You should tell your children of what, that you were a very bad sinner, and that's what happened to them, and that you've repented. And at least the greatest thing you could do for them is to preach the gospel to them, so that they can be saved. In heaven, there won't be any such thing as that. They'll be totally separated, and they'll be so happy, and they'll look not like freaks anymore. They'll look beautiful. But most people would just be angry with God for what they did, and they won't do what I'm saying for you to do, and you'll live a horrible life here on earth in a hellish and lake of fire one in eternity. So you just need to, you know, get on the right track, and whatever the Lord does, the Lord could separate them if he wanted to. Then I noticed they had Marlon Brando's life story on, and they said that he was doing a film of a cripple. And so he went into a hospital where there was a bunch of guys in wheelchairs. And so they were all in there. He was staying in that hospital with them for about 2 weeks or something like that to get a fix on what it's like to be in a wheelchair so that he could act the part really good. So in the course of the time that he was there, an evangelist came in and was telling them, if you people would receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you could walk again. And so Marlon Brando got up and started doing a jig all over the room as if he had really believed and received a healing from them. Well, Marlon Brando's dead now, and now he'll know that that isn't as funny as he thought it was. Amen? Because he faced the living God that could have healed those others. But what he did was he was making a mock of a person there that was had come in, that God had sent in there to tell him the truth. And so he gets up on a counter that's about 50 feet long and does a whole jig down the ramp, you know, as though that were really the thing to do. Well, anyways, let's finish this letter here.
I am happy to let you hear that the literature is doing more wonders in the lives of people in the Solomon Islands because the truth is being revealed. Yet people are still asking me about the literature and newsletters, so please kindly send me the following literature. Another Pearl Harbor. Evil One World Government agents are claiming to be United States agents.
And that's the piece of literature that we're reading to you over the year now, part two. And then what?
And the Fugitive Pope. Finally, please send me a Tony Alamo Christian Ministries t-shirt and sweatshirt. The color for the shirt should be black for the t-shirt and white for the sweatshirt. The size for both shirts is large. May God bless you. I hope to hear from you very soon. Thank you, yours faithfully in Christ, Jeremiah, from Honiara, Solomon Islands.
Okay. And the next letter?
The next letter's from Akragana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear World Pastor, Calvary greetings to you, and may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you. Pastor, I am very enthusiastic when I had my reply from you. Now I have, at long last, accepted Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, as my Savior through the newsletters. Formerly, I was in the typical darkness, but after reading through your literature entitled The Messiah, I have now known the real light. The newsletters you sent have been distributed peacefully and successfully, especially to the pagans who are now willing to serve God. Because of this, they are winning many souls in Ghana here. I wish to request 15 copies of The Messiah and 20 newsletters and some Bibles, as others need them badly. And through the newsletters, I share to my colleagues, you and the ministry as well, have become very famous. As through you I have seen the light, I don't want to go to the darkness again. So I will be very happy if you will please kindly and mercifully send me some magazines and songs on tapes and preachings too. May God Almighty richly bless your ministry, yours in Christ, Francis, from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
It's so important for people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so many preachers are preaching, well, you know, get your inner self right, know who you are, and be a good person, they're not preaching anything about forget self. Yourself must die out and you must become one with Christ. You must take on His mind. You must put on the mind of Christ and you must put on the fullness of the body of Christ, the fullness of the stature of Christ. And forget about self. Give your whole self unto the Lord. These other people are saying you'll prosper and you got to learn how to talk to people and don't just smile at people and say that, I like you and everything, and inside be saying that, you know, I really don't like you. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like the way you comb your hair. You're ugly. You're not bright. And then smiling and saying, come on over to my house for dinner sometime. And then you're praying at the same time, oh, God, don't let him accept my invitation. This is the kind of thing they're preaching rather than these hurricanes, these earthquakes. The disease is rampant. Get ready to shape up with the power of God within you for the tribulations. We're in tribulations. This is not global warning. This is the actual fulfillment of Bible scripture. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, let's begin part two of this Rome's Antichrist government agents that are claiming to be United States agents. We actually are now under subjection, this country, to Roman canon law. They're the ones that want the Bible taken out of schools, the prayer taken out of schools, and they're the ones that also, I was watching the History Channel that says, they're saying that they were Christians and they have the Crusades to kill anybody, and if you kill people to preserve the quote Christian, what they mean is Catholic, and it was the Catholic Crusades, then you'll be able to be forgiven for all your sins if you'll kill everyone that's not Catholic. And if you'll just go into the Crusades, you'll actually go to heaven as well. This is a totally opposite of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why it's so dangerous to have these Roman Antichrist agents running our country, and the people that are in the White House calling the shots, because they were the actual ones that stated for the quote supposed to be United States agents to go and kill these born again Christians that were at Waco. And you know, they thought that the U.S. Constitution was still intact and that it's permissible to own firearms. Now, we don't have any firearms at all, but naturally, you know, a person that isn't as deep in the Lord as we are thinks it's okay to have a gun because the U.S. Constitution says so. But you have to remember that this is no longer the U.S. Constitution. The popes all say to hell with the U.S. Constitution. And so you got to know that they're totally ignoring the U.S. Constitution and ignoring God. And so there's no such thing as virtue anymore. It's just like, we're corrupt and we want a corrupt world, and we don't want any preachers telling us what the moral law is. We don't want any preachers or teachers or anyone that's holding up the blood-stained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ and talking about surrendering our lives unto Him, and you know, that there's a heaven and a hell, because they're so utterly carnal and God has sent them strong delusion that they actually believe these things. And there's no way to get them out of that if we don't preach the gospel. If God has sent them strong delusions, no one can take those delusions away from them. So the Bible says that we're like sheep among wolves, and we have to be careful that we walk in the Spirit, because these people will actually kill you if you don't. And they're definitely at war against the U.S. citizens, the ones that believe in God, the ones that believe in the U.S. Constitution. And that's what this piece of literature is all about. So they're anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-the Word of God. And this is why God is pouring His wrath out now, because people are believing that garbage. And we're praying that your spiritual eyes and ears will be opened up and that you'll receive the gospel of truth, because it's the only possible way that humans, anybody, can enter the kingdom of God, is to believe the gospel. All right, and there's only one gospel, and there's no private interpretation of it. It means exactly what it says. Okay, no adulterer, no fornicator, no effeminate, no homosexual, no lesbian shall enter the kingdom of heaven, no liar, no thief, no drunkard. And you can be drunk on uppers, downers, inners, outers, sniffing glue, gas, taking any kind of these pills to get you high, marijuana. None of the, if you're drunk on any substance, there's no way that you can enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, so let's continue on here.
This is a continuation of Peeler speaking.
This is John Peeler, who was a federal agent, so we'll get you back on track here. And he saw a piece of literature that I had written entitled Another Pearl Harbor, which you can listen to on my website. And he knew it was the truth, and so he called us and wanted to give his testimony of how he took part in the federal building bombing in Oklahoma City, and they were recruiting him to go and kill all those Christians and the babies and the mothers and dads. FBI, BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and also several other agencies he was an undercover man for, and the FBI. And these people, he also was recruited to help out with the bombing of the World Trade Center. And he said that, and many people in government have called me and said, Tony, you've only touched the surface, just the tip of the iceberg. These people are far more corrupt than even you're saying. I mean, I'm talking about people, and there are actual documentaries on television now where you can see the people that are over in Iraq, stating that this is we don't want to be here. This is these people love their country as much as we love ours, and we'd get really ticked off if they came over here and started trying to tell us to do things their way. And of course they're fighting us, and of course they're wanting to kill us because they have their beliefs and we have ours. Now I don't go along with their beliefs, but what the Lord says for us to do is to preach the gospel to them, and they'll get saved. And you can hear by the different testimonials of people that were Muslims, and they've heard, read my literature or heard one of my gospel tapes, and they were saved. And that's the way to conquer Iran, Iraq, or any Arabic country, or anybody here in the United States. Even the people in the federal government that took part in that, in these crimes. And if you are part of that regime, this Antichrist regime, well, just listen and learn. And I believe that you're a young man, young boys. You don't even know what's going on yet. And that's why the Lord has called me to let you know that this is not the United States government. And you're not patriotic if you are doing what Rome is telling you to do. As a matter of fact, you've become Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so if it was the United States government the way it was, and the way that the U.S. Constitution says for it to be, I'm for that 100%. I am like a Yankee Doodle Dandy over here. I'm like, wasn't born on the 4th of July, I was born on the 20th of September, but I might as well have been born on the 4th of July because I'm that patriotic. I love this country, and I don't like it being invaded by these people that are destroying our own people, that hate Christians and God. They hate God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They hate the Word of God. They hate Christians. They hate the Bible. They're doing everything in the world to contaminate it, and I despise the things that they're doing, but I'm trying to win their souls. And that is what the Lord calls true love. Okay, so let's go now.
They tried to frame me and were unsuccessful, so they framed my youngest son here in Arkansas. He's doing life without parole for murder. There's no body, there's no weapon, there's no blood, there's no hair, there's no forensic evidence, there's no eyewitnesses. There's just two people that the government got to come forward. The two people are my ex-wife and his estranged wife that they forced them to say that he said that he murdered a person. There is no evidence, sir. I mean, people that I've talked to, a lot of people don't believe me, but I've got the newspaper articles and the court transcripts about the case and stuff.
And he did send all that here, and he's telling the truth. Okay, then what else?
But the reason my son was framed is because there was Tony Alamo, and there was a communist leader. There were three people that I refused to target, assassinate, and trap and frame for the government. So the government, I become persona non gratis. They tried to frame me and were unsuccessful, so they framed my youngest son for murder, and he's doing life without parole in a prison. A company from California came to the prison where he was at to do a movie about him. They had permission there at that prison, Grady, Arkansas, at Varner. So the night before they came, they transferred him to another prison, and that was at Brickey's, Arkansas, in the northeast corner of Arkansas. Now, I'm not blaming Tony Alamo. He didn't have anything to do with it. It's all my involvement with the government and stuff that messed the whole thing up. You know what I'm saying? For example, Bill...
Oh, I would have loved to have them done an expose on that. That wouldn't be anything to do with me. I definitely am. And since this put up this expose here, I've had many people from prison tell me, and I've helped them out as well, that have been placed in prison on false charges. Okay, go ahead.
For example, Bill Buford and Glenn Jordan, two of the agents that were with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms out of the TCBY building in Little Rock. I worked a lot with them. Peeler said that Buford, his boss, was the one who was pictured on the roof in the film clip at Waco, where he put his machine gun into the window and murdered his three fellow officers. The film then shows a bullet coming from one of his fellow officers through the outside wall and hitting Buford on his helmet. It knocked him out for a couple of seconds. Buford got up, slid down the roof, and went down the ladder.
And then they blamed the death of those three agents that the agent killed on Koresh, David Koresh and his people. Yeah, they never killed him at all. It was the federal government people, that killed his actual three other federal government men. Okay? So it just goes to show how dirty and filthy they are. They have the spirit of Satan. There's nothing but dirt and filth in these people. They need to be washed in the blood of Jesus of all these sins, and they need to repent, and then everything will be fine. Everything they did in the past will be drowned in the sea of God's forgetfulness, and they'll have the power, when the Spirit of God enters into them, they'll have the power to keep the commandments of the Lord. Okay, then what?
David Koresh and his followers were blamed for that, but Peeler said Buford did it. I, Tony Lamo, have sent tapes of this very incident, not only to the American media and press.
It shows it right on tape where the federal agent is killing his own fellow men, three of them. And definitely the media said that it was Koresh's people that did it. I mean, so if people wanted to order that tape, I'd give you the address. I think I've put it in this piece of literature. I think I wrote this piece of literature how long ago? About 4 or 5 years ago.
2003,
2 years, almost 3 years ago. Okay, then what?
I, Tony Alamo, have sent tapes of this very incident not only to the American media and press, but even out of the country. Recently, I've seen one of the Waco tapes on TV, but that tape doesn't show what Peeler said Buford did to his fellow officers.
No, he took it out, but I have that tape, and I don't know why they cut that part out. It's because they're afraid that the federal officers will come over and kill them or burn their radio or TV station down. That's what it is. Okay, then what?
However, it may be possible to get a copy of the tape from the place I got my copy. There are several videotapes, but the only one that shows who Peeler said is Buford shooting the three officers is entitled Waco the Big Lie. Do you want me to say what it
is? Yeah, here's where you get it.
Mount Carmel Survivors Memorial Fund, P.O. Box 120, Axtell, that's A-X-T-E-L-L, Texas, 76624.
I think it's very cheap, too. I think it's about $10 or something. You'll see this man actually assassinating his own people. They crawl into this window on the second floor. He sticks his machine gun in there, and a Tommy gun, whatever it is, or an Uzi, I think it is, and he just sprays the room with it, and then here comes a bullet right out the wall and hits the man on the helmet, and he knocks him out for a little bit, and then he slides down the ladder, and then he wakes up and slides down the ladder. And they're all dead in there, and the media made it look, the satanic mouth of Satan, the media made it look like David Koresh's people did that. What a lie. They're just making the Catholics again. This is their major crusade, trying to make Christians look like them. Okay, we don't believe in these kind of things. We don't have any weapons. We're just preaching the gospel. That's the greatest weapon in the world. And you'll see that there are literally millions of souls that are being saved in this from this work of mine that Amen. The Lord has called me to do. You know, people are so refreshed to hear the truth.
Amen.
They love it. And they think, you know, but who has the chutzpah to preach it? But, you know, why I do is because I have so much more fear of God than I do people. I have more fear of God than I have of dying. I have more fear of going to hell than I have of dying. I don't mind dying. I just don't want to go to hell after I die. But I know where I'm going, and so I don't worry about it. All right? But how many people can you find like that? Not many. Mum's the word, they say. Keep your lips zippered. I've been threatened by these federal agents so much that it's, you know, just for years they tell the people that are in my church, if you keep following Tony Alamo's messages and things, you're going to be as full of bullet holes as he is going to be. Well, they haven't filled me full of bullet holes yet. Okay, that was around 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. And they've been saying that for 41 years. Now, I'm not, you know, thumbing my nose or sticking my tongue at them and inviting them to shoot me. That would be really foolish. I don't have to invite them to say things like that. They say it all the time. And that's why so many cowards are afraid to come to my church, because they figure, surely, he's going to get it. But they don't realize that until the time it is that the Lord is going to take me home, I'm going to still be preaching this gospel. All right? Mm-hmm. And if you were that true to the Lord, he would also do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. If you've got the holy boldness, which is actually more fear of God than of people, then that's why the most important thing is to fear God. Now, a lot of preachers, like a lot of them say that we're not supposed to fear God. That is supposed to be, we're supposed to reverence him. Well, I fear him, and there's people that feared him so much that their knees smote together. And we fear God because he is a terrorist. He is a bigger terrorist than the people that they claim are terrorists. The greater terrorist than the people in the White House.
Amen.
Now that's pretty bad. You know, they're pretty bad terrorists, and the Rome, but God is a bigger terrorist than them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what he did to some of these cities recently, and that's just a little wake up call to people, because what he's going to do with the seven plagues in the book of Revelation, it dwarfs everything that he's done so far. And he says that he doesn't say that it's from global warming. Okay? You better get these cobwebs out of your brains that the Antichrist is placing there. All it's doing is just making you more and more stupid. Okay, go ahead.
If the media and press are not Satan's mouth, why do they cover up all the millions of things that the Vatican's government, which has infiltrated the American government, is doing? The Catholic-controlled news media, the propagandists, still continue to call David Koresh a murderer, when in fact the Pope's goons are the murderers. They still continue to say he murdered those three federal government agents and others, when in fact they murdered them, and they still continue to say he was a cult leader, when in fact the Pope is not only the cult leader, but is the one who has ordered the many atrocities that we see in the world today. Audio tapes and books show clearly that David Koresh was no cult leader, but a Bible-believing Seventh-day Adventist preacher. The war between the Jews and Arabs is also created by the Roman Catholic Antichrist and his puppet goons. The Jews and Arabs can live very peacefully together, but the Vatican wants their Pope, the one who is creating all the wars, to look like he's the one who will bring about peace.
Right, I lived in Israel, and the Arabs really liked me, and I used to go up to Nazareth and go to an ice cream parlor in there where they would make me, this Arab and his mother would make me some Turkish coffee, and we'd sit there and talk, and he used to love to hear about the United States, and he loved me, and I really loved the way that he was, you know, because you could tell he was a genuine person, and people would come into the store and he'd sort of ignore them and just keep talking to me. And I said, take care of your customers. You know, little girls would come in to get ice cream cones, little girls and boys, and say, don't you want me, don't you want to go and wait on? Go ahead. I'll wait, you know, I'll talk. Okay, and so he'd do that. And then there were a lot of Arabs. When I was going up on Mount Tabor at the bottom of the mount, a bunch of little Arab boys were selling little, they had thermoses and they were selling little glasses of coffee, little cups, cardboard cups of coffee. And they says, "You Yehudi," that means you're a Jew. "Now, how do you know I'm a Jew?" He says, "Because your face, you know, your face looked like a Jew, you know." And I says, "Oh, okay." And I says, "You're Arab?" And he says, "Yeah." And they had smiles on their face. They were happy people in Israel. And it's the Vatican that's causing all trouble between the Arabs and the Jews, for sure. Okay, then go ahead.
He is the one who will tell the Jews, quote, "If you let me sit on the throne in Jerusalem, because I am God, no one will dare bother you again. I will command them to stop the terrorism."
But what it is the throne is not going to be in Jerusalem. There's no house of God there. The house of God, know you not that you're the temple of God? And what many Christians have done is allowed Satan to enter them with the false doctrine and with this Antichrist doctrine of the cult, the Catholic cult, the government, and the media. I've actually heard these preachers saying that Bush was the Christ, he's the Messiah. And they are so gone, it's unbelievable. Anytime you hear preachers saying that, don't even listen to them anymore. Some of them bring very good messages at times, and then at times their messages are so warped, it's unbelievable. So if they're preaching good messages one day and then a bad one the next day, you don't want to listen to somebody like that, because if you don't know the Bible well enough, you don't know how to discern when they're bringing a true message or a false one. And that's what has happened. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us that the Antichrist, there'd be a great falling away, and that he would enter the temple of God. Well, the temple of God is you, if you're a born-again Christian. And he would say that he's God in you, because you would no longer represent Christ. You'd no longer be an ambassador of Christ on this earth, but you would be an ambassador of Satan. So in essence, you're saying that Satan is God, because it's an Antichrist. It's totally different than the doctrine of the Lord. And they're just not warning people that they're living in the tribulation era of time right now. And they're not telling people what sin is. Like I've heard that Osteen and Billy Graham say, they were asked on the news, "Well, do you believe that homosexuals would go to hell?" And they'd say, now, if they knew the Bible, they'd say, yes, if they don't repent. But they says, "I don't know. We just don't know." So they're phonies. They got to be phonies, okay? There's no possible way. I knew that when I first started reading the Bible when I was first saved 41 years ago. And our people know that immediately. They would say yes if they don't repent.
Amen.
Our youngest converts in this church. Okay, so let's go ahead, because we're short of time now. It's running out.
The terrorism he is creating, and they will do what I, the Antichrist, tell them to do, unquote. It's easy for the person who is causing terrorism to end terrorism. It's easy to make a toddler stop crying if you just give the toddler some candy or whatever else it wants. The goons he uses to do these things are the followers of the Antichrist cult leader in Rome. The Pope is the very Antichrist. Back to Peeler. But anyway, Buford, my boss, Jordan, and I were talking about the book of Revelation.
Buford is the one supposedly that killed the three officers. Amen. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's talking about that same man that was his boss. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then go ahead.
The most misunderstood book of the Bible. But anyway, before they went to Waco, to Mount Carmel, they told me that they did not plan to take David Koresh alive. The whole plan was to kill David Koresh and as many of his followers as they could. Maybe God will forgive me, but they, Buford and Jordan, called it a turkey shoot that they were going to. Do you see what I'm saying? But I had volunteered earlier to go down there to help get David Koresh away from the compound and to help target, assassinate him, and trap him and frame him, because they told me what an evil person he was and that he was a child molester and stuff. He probably didn't do anything. He was on the wrong side of the government, the secular government. But anyway, before they went down there, I sat there in the office and talked to them about it. They told me they were going to kill him. Do you know what I'm saying? David Koresh was going to be dead before the deal was over with. That was a sure deal that they were going to do, okay? You see, 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I had a bad feeling about it. So I wrote letters to the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, and the Governor of Arkansas, and all different kinds, and the Governor of Oklahoma, and told them that on Patriots Day, that Richard Wayne Snell and these different people, Klan leaders and stuff, had planned to blow up the Oklahoma Federal Building. We had busted a lot of these people. The government had jumped in on the bandwagon. You see, the Cold War was ending in Russia and so forth, and they were about to, because of Ruby Ridge and different deals that the government had done, they were about to combine the BATF with the FBI. The BATF didn't want that. So just like Pearl Harbor, they knowingly allowed the deal to go through and the people to be involved. I met with Muslim people. The third guy that was involved that they never caught or captured or anything was a Muslim fella that was the money man on the deal. His English was not very good. My English is not very good either, but his was bad, and he had a heavy accent. So they never got him or wanted to get him, because the government knew who he was. He was obviously working both sides of the fence anyway, which a lot of people are. In fact, Timothy James McVeigh, we called him Tim Tuttle, was the name he went by. The BBC, he told them through his lawyer and investigator that I was more involved and knew more about the Oklahoma bombing and what really happened than he did. That's why the BBC sent a camera crew and came to my house here in North Little Rock and filmed me for 3 hours.
And we have a copy of that film here. Okay, and I'm sure Mr. Peeler would send one to you. All right, then what?
We went to some of the buildings here in town that they had planned to blow up on the same day, that they didn't blow up because these buildings were well guarded.
See, these supposed to be federal government agents are the ones blowing the buildings up. And the White House, according to these federal agents, knows all about it. Now, I didn't come up with this. The federal agents are the ones that are saying it. Amen?
Amen.
And they were right in the building, and they're setting dynamite caps all throughout the building, and this is going on for, months. And so they knew when these rockets, they're not airplanes, they were guided rockets. What do they call them?
Missiles.
Oh, I know missiles, but they were...
Remote control.
Remote control missiles, right. And they say you could do a slow motion picture of those supposed to be airplanes, and there's no windows in them, so they were missiles. All right, then what?
And they didn't allow them to be blown up. The Arkansas State Capitol and the TCBY building were supposed to be blown up on the same day. But anyway, the Klan joined up in 1990. These Klan leaders were losing membership and losing money. Wilbur Hale went to Saudi Arabia and got in with some terrorist leaders and got them to help him out because they both hate the Jews. But then I helped bust a lot of these people. So the government, instead of stopping the deal, they jumped in on the bandwagon and helped the deals to happen and helped them happen better than what they would have happened. Do you see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, they helped them do the job better. In fact, I had to go and get manuals in El Dorado, Arkansas, to a store down there. I bought them a whole suitcase full of manuals on how to make bombs and explosives and stuff and terroristic tactics and stuff that the government gave me the money and had me go buy to help Timothy James McVeigh to make the ammo bomb that he manufactured. I mean, the Vatican Roman Catholic controlled government is heavily, heavily involved with this deal. Okay, so 3 weeks before Oklahoma, I write letters to all these people about it's going to happen. Like the FBI said a month ago, am I with a psychic? Quote, no, I'm not with a psychic, unquote, I said. Well, maybe I didn't give them enough time. 3 months before the 9/11 World Trade Center attack, I wrote a letter to Mayor Giuliani, the President of the United States, the Director of the CIA, the Pentagon, and about a dozen other government officials, and told them the deal was going to happen in the 1st of September.
So they knew it, and they didn't do anything about it. So that means they were, according to them, these federal agents that are now exposing this, these people knew all about it, just like they knew about Pearl Harbor. And so you see what happened from it. Now we have invaded for the Vatican all these other countries and bombed them, and now we're
going to get their oil. Isn't that something, you know?
You know, the money that you people think that you're earning and getting, it won't mean anything to you at the judgment bar of God. You know, what's it, you know, you will know that it will not be worth it. I want you to know that now. Okay, then what?
They are going to attack the World Trade Center. They're going to do it the way they promised they were going to do it in the Turner Diaries. You've probably never read the Turner Diaries, but the way the Turner Diaries ends is they steal an airplane and get a suitcase. This is a KKK publication they got out about how they take over the United States with a Rahawa, racial holy war. They are trying to make it the Christian world against the Muslim world. They went and talked to these people at Elohim City in Oklahoma.
That's why we have to win the Muslims. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The KKK compound. They told them a whole lot of information about the thing and what happened in Oklahoma and about Timothy James McVeigh and how the deal really happened and how the government was more involved than they were. See, they started the ball rolling. Then the government, we busted these people. We framed them. They jumped in on the bandwagon. They knowingly allowed it and helped it happen and went out of their way to help it happen. I can prove that the United States government agents were involved in the Oklahoma bombing, in the World Trade Center 1 and 2 attacks, both attacks, and the federal agents were involved in the Waco murders. I have told this information and wrote it to senators and congressmen and different people. All they do is send the FBI and give me all these polygraph tests and talk to me and tell me to shut up or something is going to happen to my son. My son told me to quit being afraid of them and to tell anybody that I wanted to tell about it. So when I got this newsletter the other day in my post office box about Tony Alamo telling about the Pearl Harbor thing, it just sent shivers through me that he's so 100% correct and that most of the people in America refuse to believe it. You know what I'm saying? That he's just 100% on the ball knowing what's happening. I'm sure he's a godly, inspired man from what the people I've talked to and so forth and the things I've read about him. But besides that, he's just 100% from what I know about the secular world and what's really happening and what the government's doing. He's just 100% right on the mark. Do you know what I'm saying? Don, oh yes I do. Peeler, the government, I'm sure you know, they read his stuff on a regular basis. I mean, when I was in the BATF office and the FBI office, they sit around and read his literature on a regular basis. But anyway, I would like to talk to you people. You can do an article about it. You can take a photograph, film, and movie, whatever you want to do. But I think it would be interesting if the American people really knew that Pastor Alamo is 100% right. They are all these Vatican Roman Catholic government conspiracies that are really happening. Don, right. Peeler, do you see what I'm saying, Don? Don, yes. Peeler, but anyway, what do you think, Don? I mean, I got newspaper articles where they even said that I framed people in federal court. You know, Agent John Gary Peeler tried to frame Tom Peterson for a crime. Do you see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, yep, I got this BBC tape where we're talking about the Oklahoma bombing. When I'm talking to the BBC guys is right there, right before the 9/11 attacks, and we're talking about the 9/11 attacks is going to happen. They're debating on whether they need to go by and take pictures of the World Trade Center before it happens. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, and I definitely see what he's saying, and I knew when I saw that in the Sun magazine, where the Vatican was prophesying that there was going to be some real terrorist attacks in early autumn, which is September area. I says, it's going to happen because these guys are going to do it themselves. And I put out a piece of literature on it, and I did tapes on it. Yeah, for sure going to do it. I said, they're not prophets. They're just saying what they're going to do. But anyway, I see our time is up right now, and you will not want to hear fail to hear part three of this piece of literature, Rome's Antichrist agents, who are claiming, right in our country, that are claiming to be United States agents. Well, the Bible says that Satan is a deceiver, and this is really a deception that has captured the minds, the hearts, and the souls of American people and people all over the world. So until tomorrow, part three, This is Pastor Tony Alamo, World Pastor Tony Alamo, saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.